KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Hey,
are you ready?
Are you ready?
In 3, 2, 1, go!
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
With Benny and Greg.
My love is real, girl.
love.
This is Chad, and I'm calling from Thorndown for what?
Quack, quack, quack.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
I think I'm becoming a lesbian.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
We love that.
99.7
now.
You need some tacos, bro?
Yes.
You ready to eat some tacos, bro?
Yes. It's not too early for tacos, right? 6:01 a.m.?
Breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Taco Tuesday. It is September 15th. Woo, just like that. Exactly halfway through the month of September. 7 days away from the first day of fall.
Yes.
Yeah. How's everybody doing? Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm out of breath. Been doing my jumping jacks.
Yeah. He's at a dance party. I saw you over there. You're dancing, doing jumping jacks. Saw a little twerking.
Somebody said, get your energy up. You do some jumping jacks.
I'm doing jumping jacks, making sure
I got energy for the show today.
Make it happen, Captain. What's up, belated birthday boy? How was the rest of your day yesterday?
It was great. I ate like 14 pounds of food. I am feeling sick this morning, but I'm good.
Yeah, I saw Sal ordered you a morning. I don't know what you'd call it, brunch, I guess. Y'all were eating about 10.
Yeah, we're having mimosas in the studio, you know, eating burritos and flan. It was beautiful.
Did you have some flan?
Yes, I did. I think that's what pushed me over the top.
I'm not into flan. Never been into flan.
No, it's so good.
It's gross.
It's got to be made right, though. I mean, there's very good flan, and then there's very bad flan.
Yeah, Chevy's the best flan they ever made.
It's kind of good. I'm not going to lie.
That's why they went out of business.
They're still around.
There's only two good things at Chevy's. Their chips and salsa and their margaritas. No, the flan was not one of them. But their margaritas. Margaritas were good as well.
Well, that little cornmeal stuff they put on the side is pretty good there, too.
Okay. Some mushed up cornmeal. You're giving them credit for that?
Yeah.
Sweet. It's got a little sugar in it.
Good stuff.
So you got some sugar in your drawers.
I do. Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what that means.
I don't know.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the day. Of course, we are playing The Secret Sound at 820 and 920 this morning. The jackpot continues to grow, and we have the big money minute, $1,000. That happens in a matter of minutes. If you signed up at 997now.com, we'll be calling your phone next to answer 10 questions in 60 seconds for a grand. Make sure you are here. Let's do a little do a Calvin Harris One Kiss to get us started. I haven't heard this song in a while. Let's go. Hit it, sir.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Eddie in the Valley. Joe, good morning, Eddie. Welcome to Big Money Minute.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going? Art said you're getting the truck ready for work. What does that mean?
It's like an old piece of crap, so I got to warm it up for like 10 minutes before I take off.
All right, yeah. That's not what I expected, but you know what? We've all had that car. We've definitely all had that car at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Eddie, well, here we are. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
How many days are in October?
31.
Hey Jude and Come Together. They are popular songs from which band?
The Beatles.
What is the name of the main pirate in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
What is 48 divided by 2?
24.
Spell receipt.
R-E-C-I-E-P-T.
What sport do the Los Angeles Clippers play?
Basketball.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Pass.
Where were the 2016 Olympics held?
Pass.
Finish the sentence. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Maybelline.
Who was president before George W. Bush?
Clinton.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Woo-hoo!
You were so close to it this morning. So close. Can I teach everybody out there? This is the second time this has happened in 2 weeks with a spelling word. A rule to remember is I before, before E, except after C. And in weird,
oh my God.
And in weird words like weird. That is right. The rule. Let's go through them. There are 31 days in October. Of course, that 31st day is Halloween. Hey Jude and Come Together are the Beatles. The main pirate in Peter Pan is Captain Hook. 48 divided by 2 is 48. Receipt, R-E-C-E-I-P-T. The Los Angeles Clippers play basketball. Da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa. You passed on this one. The 2016 Olympics were held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. And Bill Clinton was the president before George W. Bush. You got 8 out of 10. You were close, my man.
Oh, my God.
All right,
oh, well.
Eddie.
Better luck next time, I guess.
Exactly. Maybe we'll call you again to play, okay?
All right, you guys. Have a good one.
You too, man. Have a good Tuesday. We're taking a short break. We are coming back.
Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up with Benny and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Okay, so you know when you have a dream and then you wake up? Usually you remember right then and there what it's about. But if you don't, like, write it down or if I don't, like, you know, really force myself to remember what it's about, then you forget. And so this morning, I didn't bring it up with you guys because I'm like, shoot, I forgot what it was. But I knew I had a dream that involved the three of us last night.
We love that.
we love that. No, it's not going the way you're hoping. And so... And then I'm like, damn, what was it? I forget. And then now it just literally popped back in my head as we were playing the song. So I wanted to say it before I forget. It was hangover style dream. The three of us were in Vegas. We stole a cop car.
Oh, Lord.
Naturally, yes. And we're driving all around the strip in Vegas, like bouncing from hotel to hotel, club to club. Obviously, this had to be pre-pandemic, or I'm just really missing Vegas and nightlife because that's not a thing right now. But it was just complete debauchery. We got into all kinds of trouble. We did the move where we left the cop car in the middle of the strip.
Yeah.
You know, the sirens on. And I remember I wanted to drive because I wanted to hit the sirens. I was most excited. Like, I need to drive because I want to, you know, hit the sirens and put them on and off.
Of course you do. You want to be in control of everything.
Yeah. And we just had a crazy night in Vegas. And it was so fun. I woke up smiling, which is always a good thing when you wake up from a dream with a smile on your face.
Well, you know what? I actually think this has something to do with the secret sound, Benny, now that I'm thinking about it. Mm. Because remember both of our guesses yesterday? Mm. One was shuffling cards. The other one was a roulette wheel. And we talked about how our listeners must really be jonesing to go back to Vegas. And I think your subconscious started thinking about wanting to go to Vegas. And that led to this dream.
You know what? Art, book a few flights. Let's go out this weekend. Let's go. Let's get back to it.
Come on. You're scared of your own shadow. You're scared to leave. You're scared to leave the house. No way you would go. Now, Art, I do believe, would go. I would go, but I don't think I would go inside of a casino. But I would steal the cop car. That seems safe.
Hey, we got a love trap coming your way here in just over 15 minutes. But next is your 6:30 dirty. Find out what candy will be missing from the shelves this Halloween. And I think it's a popular one, although I'm not a big fan of it. We'll cover it next. Hang on.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
President Trump was in Sacramento yesterday to meet with Gavin Newsom to discuss ways to fight wildfires. There was a lot of ridiculousness, but at one point, when he was meeting with Newsom and other officials, the Secretary of California's Natural Resources was talking about the role of climate change in the wildfires, and Trump said this.
It'll start getting cooler. You just watch.
I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore.
How do you even speak to this guy? Like how does Newsom even have a conversation? It'd be like talking to a 5-year-old.
We are a few weeks away from a very, very important election, everybody. Please get out there and vote.
It's almost like if your child was actually the head of the household, that's what it would be like dealing with. What if your yes. teenager was the boss of you? That's what Trump being the president is like.
I get so upset with myself that I find myself laughing at this guy every single day like he's a comedian or something. It's just, it's embarrassing. Yesterday, he also tweeted that he'd like to see comedian and podcast host Joe Rogan moderate a debate with him and Joe Biden.
Everything is a reality show with him.
More businesses in Contra Costa County can open starting tomorrow. They're going to allow personal care services outdoors that involve close contact with the face. And this is a little weird. They're also going to allow TV and film productions to resume, along with professional sports without live audiences. Didn't know Contra Costa County had all that going on.
I know. Okay. I was about to say, what? Okay, well, the NFL team that plays in Contra Costa can get back to going.
Marshmallow Peeps will not be available this Halloween, Christmas, or Valentine's Day, thanks to the pandemic. My question is, does anyone actually even eat Peeps?
No, oh. You put them in the microwave and watch them explode.
What?
Yes! That's a thing. You've never done that?
Never heard of that.
I've heard of it. I've never done it. Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, super fun. And then you throw it away.
Production has been shut down since the beginning of the pandemic, but they are going to focus on getting back up to speed for Easter.
Sassy Sports.
With two Monday Night Football games last night in the books, the NFL successfully pulled off its return for week one of the 2020 season. Now the real test comes as players, coaches, and personnel will all be tested multiple times throughout this week to see if we can get to week two. Speaking of week two, the 49ers will travel to New York to try to get their first victory against the hapless Jets. And the Raiders will christen their brand new stadium in Vegas against Drew Brees and the Saints on Monday Night Football. It's going to be fun to see all the gadgets that nobody will be using, obviously, in the new Raiders stadium, though. And I'm sure they'll feature that on Monday Night Football.
I still thought they were in Oakland for another year. When did they decide to go to Vegas?
What?
No, I swear, I still thought they were in Oakland for another year.
Oh, Benny, that's why we love you.
But then I find out they're in Vegas already. I don't know what's happening.
They're already there. And you've likely never heard of NFL wide receiver Josh Bellamy, but you'll hear his name now. He was arrested late last week in a scheme to defraud the government of $24 million of COVID relief loans that he took and then used to buy expensive custom jewelry, Gucci and Dior products. Plus, he dropped $62,000 at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The Jets released him upon his arrest by the FBI. But, it looks like he was trying to spend, $100,000 on jewelry, okay. $5,000 at Gucci, and $2,000 at Dior.
How did he do this?
How?
Yeah.
He set up fake businesses. Then he also encouraged people that he knew to set up fake businesses. And then he would get them to apply for loans as well and then take a cut as the guy who, you know, helped him out.
Damn.
Yeah, it was definitely a scheme. And in other sports, the Eastern Conference Finals start tonight between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. The Denver Nuggets and the LA Clippers play Game 7 to determine who will play the Western Conference Finals against LeBron and the Lakers. And last night, the Dallas Stars became the first team to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals in the NHL, and the Tampa Bay Lightning could join them with a victory tonight. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Carol Baskin made her debut on Dancing with the Stars last night, but her dancing is not what everyone is talking about. So the family of Carol Baskin's presumed dead husband bought a TV ad asking if she was involved with his disappearance, and they ran it during Dancing with the Stars.
That is just a ball of move right there by the family.
Take a listen to a clip.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
The family mentions a $100,000 reward and a tip line in the commercial as well. Carol, of course, still maintains that she is innocent. People magazine is reporting that Chadwick Boseman was laid to rest near his hometown of Anderson, South Carolina on September 3rd, just 6 days after his death. The city plans to build a statue of him in his honor.
Aww.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be held virtually this year. There will still be balloons and floats and performers, but they will not be walking through the streets, and there will not be any spectators allowed.
Where will they go?
It's going to be green screen? Just in front of the green screen? Yeah.
Regular size balloons and a green screen?
Are they going to drive through a building? What are they doing?
Well, we'll find out Thanksgiving morning. That's your Dirty on the 30.
Go. This is Big Bay Morning.
Get ready, bam lam. Whoa, get ready, bam lam. Whoa, get ready, bam lam. Get ready to ride.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Taco Tuesday. Hey, so switching gears a little bit. So yesterday, we had an all-staff meeting for this market, for San Francisco. So there's four radio stations that are owned by our same company. So we had an all-staff to introduce a new boss into the building. All in all, it was a good meeting.
Yeah.
Now, we have heard of these Zoom fails since the start of this pandemic, since it's really become a thing for most businesses. I have never actually witnessed a Zoom fail until yesterday.
Now, so, you're the only one that saw it because, you know, there's like 60 people on the call. There's only 9 people in your box. The people you saw were not in my box, so I missed the entertainment.
And if you're a Zoom professional, can you tell us if there is a way to see everybody? Because my wife claims that I just was missing the button where I could see more than 9 people. I couldn't find a button that would let me do that. But so yeah, we had whatever 9 people. We all had different people in our Zoom feed. So one of the 9 I had, you gentlemen did not have. And okay, let's be honest. Whenever we have these all staff meetings too, the 3 of us, Greg, producer Art, and me, we all text amongst each other, right?
Okay, so we shouldn't be telling that.
Yeah, what? We just text. We just text about things, right?
I don't. I'm paying attention.
Oh, please. We are doing both. We can multitask. And so anyway, somebody, and of course I'm not going to name names, clearly doesn't know that his camera's on, right? The mic is muted, but the camera is on. So it's one of these where you have the option to have your mic and camera on or off. It's on, and I can tell this person didn't know because it's just kind of pointed like at his midsection as he's walking around his house, or I couldn't really see what he was doing. I'm like, what is happening right now? And I didn't choose to look at this guy. He just was default in my feed. So then at one point, he was in like workout clothes. He strips down, strips off his clothes. His shirt comes off, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Then pulls his shorts down. He still has underwear on. But then he goes and puts on like PJs, or he looks like he put on some like sweat shorts and just a t-shirt, right? So it looks like he wrapped up a workout or something. But this is, and I'm like, and I didn't know you guys aren't seeing him. I'm like, are you guys seeing this? He's changing right now in the camera. He has no idea. And then he gets in bed, pulls the sheets over him, and closes his eyes.
He takes a nap.
During this Zoom call. I mean, that's the biggest fail I've seen yet, which is embarrassing. I felt really bad. Like, my heart was racing. Like, oh, no. Like, I did something wrong. Or should I tell this guy? Because I don't have his number. Otherwise, maybe I would have.
So he took a nap during the Zoom call. He changed clothes and then took a nap during the Zoom call. Oh, my God. I also heard somebody else was golfing while the Zoom call was going on.
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
I think is perfectly fine. Yeah. You've got the call on. But, guys, I even figured this out. And I'm a big boomer with technology. I learned how to don't turn your camera on. You can, and the little light right here shows you if the camera's on or not.
And then if you're on the laptop, just like you said earlier, I think, Greg, off the air, angle your laptop down, the monitor, so the camera's like pointing towards your mouse pad, like so you couldn't even see you anyway if it does go on by accident or whatever. But yeah, let that be a lesson. Make sure your camera's off.
I'll admit to something that I did, because it was so long ago, we were just listening to a presentation, but everybody's camera was on, and it was a smaller group of people, but Benny had to text me and say, hey, we can see you making a cocktail right now.
In the mirror.
Because I had turned it the other way, but I have a mirror. And he's like, hey, just so you know, we can see you making a cocktail right now. Not literally, I was off work.
Like ice go on.
We were off work. We were only watching a presentation. I was able to do what I wanted to do, but still, I didn't want, you know, people to think I wasn't giving my full attention to their presentation.
Have you had any Zoom fails? Share them with us. Oh, and let's maybe we'll do, hopefully on Text the Truth for Friday, we'll get some Zoom fans.
Oh, yes.
That'd be good. All right, well, hit us up. And, of course, the Big Money Minute. We are set to play 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. If you signed up at 997now.com, we could be calling your phone next. Stand by.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Jamie in Belmont. Good morning, Jamie. Happy Tuesday.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. We just want to give you this $1,000 if you can get these 10 questions right.
Are you nervous?
I'd love the $1,000. Yes, very.
You got this, Jamie. Here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. And if you were listening last week when we had the ultimate passer, as we call her, she was a very sweet listener, but she passed on all of them. Some of these we said we were going to throw back in. So a couple of these we've already said on the air. So if you were listening, maybe you'll know the answer, okay?
Okay, great.
Here we go. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
What color cat is considered bad luck?
Black.
What does MPH stand for?
Miles per hour.
What is 12 times 12?
Pass.
Spell exhilarate.
Pass.
In The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what was Will's uncle's name?
Phil.
Which Bay Area team does Jimmy Garoppolo play for?
San Francisco.
Name one of the original Golden Girls.
Betty White.
Which baseball team did Jackie Robinson play for?
The Dodgers.
Who wrote the play Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
One Dance and Hotline Bling. They are songs by which artist?
Drake.
12 times 12.
124.
Spell exhilarate.
E-X-H-I-L-E-R-A-T-E.
Was that literally it? Was it that one?
That was it. That was it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was it. There's no well, Ari.
There's a well.
She gets the Betty.
She gets Betty White, but.
No, he's going to say the 49er one.
She said San Francisco. Could be more Giants?
Okay, you're arguing over nothing because the game is already over and she didn't win. So please be quiet. Exhilarate is E-X-H-I-L-A-R-A-T-E.
I had originally.
Every.
Changed it.
Oh, always go with the first guess. Every other one you got absolutely 100% correct.
Oh, Jamie, so close.
I got that feeling, that roller coaster feeling in my stomach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's gonna haunt me for like forever.
Jamie, you got to come back and play again. You were good.
Have a great day, Jamie. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
So close.
We just prove that art literally will argue over everything and nothing all at the same time?
That is a very valid thing. We both looked at each other in the Zoom. It's on the fence.
I didn't look at you.
Okay. We made eye contact. I gave her a check for it.
Art, I can't look in the Zoom because I'm looking at the questions in the sheet of paper. Again, he'll literally argue about everything. Jazzy, talk to Art today about that. Thank you. And your meeting one-on-one.
Love Trap Follow-Up.
So last week in the Love Trap, Cooper sent the flowers to a girl in his apartment complex instead of his girlfriend Adrian, who he lives with as well. But before we got off the call, he said that he needed to have a heart-to-heart with Adrian. Well, did he? We're about to find out in a Love Trap Follow-Up with Adrian. First, we'll start you off with a clip. All right, Cooper. Well, let's get down to business here, and I promise you will not regret accepting the offer. So let's start with who this person is.
Yeah, it's going to be for Holly.
For Holly?
Holly, yeah, H-O-L-L-Y.
Okay, we got beautiful flowers going to Holly. We can attach a little card with the flowers so Holly knows they're coming from you. Either way, we will definitely say they're from you, but did you want to write something else?
Thanks for forgiving me. I hope we can be friends again when you're ready.
I got it. And Cooper, you may need to make a few more apologies here. You're actually on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. I'm not a florist. I'm a radio host. And you are in what is called the Love Trap.
It's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And on the line with us is your girlfriend, Adrian, who hit us up because she was actually thinking something may be going on with you and Holly. Pretty sure you just proved that. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on, dude?
Look, I really don't know what to
say. I knew something was up when you stopped. You were avoiding Holly, and then you were... That didn't make sense to me. I knew you were acting weird for a reason.
I don't want to get into this right now.
Well, I mean, after the note, it's obvious that you guys had a falling out. What happened between the two of you?
Look, I'll talk to Adrian after this, but
I don't even want to talk to you right now.
Look, that's okay. We're gonna have to have a conversation later, and something happened, and you know, you're not thrilled, and so we'll just have to talk about this later.
Something happened.
I don't want to do this right now.
Something happened between you and Holly.
So something did happen.
Yeah, something happened. Look, I love you. I chose you, and you should just know that. And the rest, I will tell you in person.
We're not getting much out of him on the radio here. Adrian, do you want us to let him go?
Yeah. I'll have to talk to him, I guess, later. I don't even want to talk to him. I'll figure out when I talk to him, if I talk to him.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
And Adrian is back with us for a Love Trap follow-up. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, guys.
Did you meet up with him in person? Did you get some more information? Because we got nothing out of him.
I know. Yes. I got a lot of information. And when I was gone out of town, there was a rooftop party, and Cooper got super drunk, ended up going back to Holly's place, and had sex with her. And that's when things got super weird. And when I asked for more, like, he was like, oh, shit, what have I done? And like, Holly really wanted a relationship with him. And so that was why the whole weirdness was happening, because Holly was saying that she was going to tell about what happened with them, about the one-night stand. And they figured out an agreement that she would be quiet, but the love trap made that a whole bigger mess, which I'm glad. It's been a mess and been hard, and I honestly don't even know what to do right now.
What was your relationship like with Holly? Were you guys cool?
I mean, we weren't best friends by any means. We just lived in the same building, but we were cool. Like, said hi, and we hugged when we saw each other, and, like, we were around each other all the time. And it stayed that way, even when they were weird.
And you're saying that he says this was just a one-night thing.
That's what he says, and that's apparently the agreement. I haven't talked to her, and I don't want to talk to her. Kind of just avoiding everybody at this point in my place. But I just don't know what to do. Like, I love him, but, like...
Can you forgive him?
I can't. I can't. I don't think I can. Right now, I haven't.
I don't think you should at this point.
Well, it's so early on, it's hard to figure it out.
Did you say that Holly wanted something more, though? She wanted a relationship with him?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just a one-night stand to her.
Exactly. That's what he says. He says that she wanted something more, and he said no, and that's when she said that she was going to blow it all up and, like, tell everybody, and that's why he was avoiding her.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good reason to avoid someone when you got a girlfriend and the other girl lives in the same building.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together about 2 years, about 2.5, actually, because we've been in the building for 2 years, so 2.5.
Yeah, and you got Holly living in the building, too. I mean, you're going to end up in an elevator with her at some point. You know what I mean? Like, you're bound to see her. Are you going to say something to her?
Oh, absolutely.
I take it the group happy hours are over for a while for you?
I'm not going anywhere. And when I do, I will make everything very awkward.
Ooh, that's a sticky situation. You have some big decisions to make here.
Yeah, I do. I still don't know what to do, but I have to figure it out, so... I'll probably have to call my mom.
You should definitely call mom. And as my mom always told me, this too shall pass.
Exactly. She'll probably tell me, and so do men.
There it is. Aww. All right. Well, keep your head up, Adrian. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter the love trap.
Carissa hit us up at 997now.com regarding your boyfriend TJ. What's going on, Carissa?
Hey guys. Yeah, I guess I'm looking for some answers. My boyfriend TJ, he's just been acting so weird and jumpy and so things have been really rough like the last few months. I mean, like, I know they're hard on everybody because of the pandemic, but my grandpa got hit hard with COVID and he was very sick, and I went back home to be with my family, and he passed away while I was there. And after I really appreciate that. But anyway, so he passed away, but with all the travel restrictions and the fear, you know, when all of that hit, I ended up having to stay a lot longer than I planned. Mm-hmm. But I came back to the Bay in late May, and things seemed all, like, they were all good with TJ. I had to quarantine for 2 weeks at my place, but we both got tested, and things just seemed like they were back to normal. But, like, the last month or so, he's just been, like, off. It's like he's done something wrong, but I have no idea what it is. Like, he's really super guarded with his phone. Like, the minute it rings or he gets a text, you know, he looks at it and then he turns his phone over, you know? And he's been having, like, major mood swings. He's either super sweet and over-the-top attentive, or he gets really snappy for no reason. And I've asked him, like, over and over again what's going on, but he either denies, like, anything is happening, or he says he's just stressed out with work and COVID and everything's just getting to him. And I get that, but I don't know. Something feels off.
Is he cooped up in the house? Is he working from home? Is that one reason he could be getting edgy?
No, well, see, that's the thing. Like, he's been going to his mom's all the time now. I mean, they're close, but they were never this close. And, you know, when I ask about it, he says he just wants to check on her because she's stuck at home alone most of the time and he's an only child. I even got really paranoid, and I drove over there one day to see if he was lying about where he was. And I totally surprised him. He was at his mom, but they were just so, like, shocked to see me when I knocked on the door. And I played it cool, and I told them I'd just been running errands and was in the neighborhood. But the way she looked at me, she looked like she'd been crying. And she was, like, overly sweet and overly emotional with me. I mean, like, okay, this is the best way I think I can describe it. You know how people treat you when they all know something horrible has happened to you, but you're the last to know? Do you know how that, like, that feeling?
Yeah, like, there's a secret, you're the only one that doesn't know it, and...
Yeah, like, what am I missing? Everyone's acting so weird, and I can't get any answers out of TJ, and I don't know if there's some drama in the family they won't talk about, or...
Yeah, what does he say when you ask him about his behavior lately, or just the vibe you're getting from him? What's he say?
He said he's just, you know, it's just a lot to take in. It's a stressful time with work, and the world is, you know, such a terrible, crazy place. And I guess I wanted to reach out to you guys because I want, at the very least, eliminate another woman being in the picture, because everyone seems like they're losing their minds, and I'm losing my mind, but I just want answers. I just want to know.
Well, let me ask you this before we make the call. If he chooses to send the flowers to you, do you want us to just hang up on him, or do you want us to tell him what is happening?
I mean, if the flowers are for me, then I think that'll be enough for me to know that there's nobody else.
Okay. So I'll hang up on him then if he does choose you, just because, you know, you run the risk of him getting upset with you for trying to trap him.
Yeah, and I don't want that, because I already have so much on my plate.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody does. It's, yeah.
Well, let's put you on hold here for a couple minutes, Carissa. We will make the call to TJ. We'll offer him some flowers, and we'll go from there, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
We are in the middle of the love trap on Big Bay Mornings. Carissa says that she was away for months visiting her family, and since she's been back home, her boyfriend TJ's been acting super jumpy and agitated. Now she wants to know, okay, what's happening? Was he up to no good while I was gone for a few months, or what?
And we're about to make the call to TJ now, offer him some flowers, and go from there.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I please speak with TJ?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Hey, TJ. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Need for Seed, and we are a brand new flower and plant shop here in San Rafael. How's your morning going?
It's going good. Thanks.
Listen, I'm going to make this call real quick this morning, but I am calling because I have some great news for you. As I said, we are a new flower and plant shop here in downtown San Rafael, and we're currently running a grand opening promotion where we're choosing a dozen local residents each week to award free flowers to. Now, these are flowers that you could choose to have sent to you, or we could send them to somebody else on your behalf. And these flowers are completely free this morning, TJ.
It sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people say that. I assure you it is a legit offer. This isn't some kind of scam or anything like that. You know, we opened our doors right before the pandemic. Of course, that hurt us. And so we're just trying to get our name out there in the community. So today, these flowers are completely free, TJ. So, yeah, does that sound like a plan?
All right. Yeah, I'll send them to someone.
Awesome. Perfect, TJ. I promise you will not regret it. So let's start with who these flowers are going to.
Can you send them to Lily?
To Lily?
Yes.
All right. And I'll get Lily's address here in a moment. We can also attach a little card with the flowers. You know, either way, we'll put to Lily from TJ. But did you want to personalize something? You could write a few sentences if you'd like.
Yeah, can you put, I know this has been difficult, but I will be here to hold your hand through it, and everything's going to work out.
May I ask what it is you're going to be holding her hand through?
Just something that me and her are going through.
Well, that's what I gathered. Hey, TJ, you're actually live on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. You are on what is called the Love Trap. It's where we try to catch Bay Area cheaters. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. And also on the phone line with us is your girlfriend, Carissa, who reached out to us because, well, she's noticed you've been acting super weird lately. Carissa, are you there?
Who's Lily?
Carissa?
Yeah, it's me. What's going on?
What are you doing on the phone?
Are you kidding me?
I just explained it.
Who is Lily, TJ? You completely shut me out, and I have no idea what you're going through because you won't tell me. So what am I supposed to do? Who is Lily?
I think we should not talk about this on the radio. We should do it.
You won't talk to me anytime, other time.
The reason she says she called us is because she can't get you to answer any of her questions. So what is going on?
Carissa, you really want to do this now?
Yes, I do. Just get it over. I mean, whatever it is, I can't keep doing this. I can't.
All right, fine. Well, look, when you were away, I made a mistake. I had kind of an affair, and I was lonely and stupid, and it resulted in something that I'm gonna have to deal with the rest of my life.
In terms of guilt or losing Carissa, or what are you talking about?
Guilt and other things, too.
What do you mean, other things? What, the rest of our... Is she pregnant? You got another girl pregnant when I was visiting my dying grandfather?
Did you? TJ?
TJ! This
is all I'm going to say on the radio. We need to... Let's just talk in private.
What is I'm going to hold your hand through it all mean that you put on the note?
That's just all I'm going to say on the radio. I want this to end. I want to get off the phone.
You don't even tell me.
Carissa, I think we should just talk in private. This isn't.
You're like cold.
Carissa, I think we should actually take this call off the air though myself. So can you hang on?
Yeah. Turn this up. Turn it up real
loud. Let it be in your call. Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay morning.
Ooh, that was a heavy love trap. 408 says, I was literally in tears listening to that love trap. And now I'm laughing because of the song that you played afterwards. You guys always choose the best songs to match the love trap. Listen, we don't know for a fact, but it sure sounds like he possibly got this other woman pregnant.
We do know that he had an affair, though, so because he did admit that. Bill on the texting hotline says, Greg, did you come up with the name of the flower shop this weekend based on your personal experiences? No, Bill. I did not. Thank you so much for asking.
Liz said, juicy love trap broke my heart, though, and I think Benny made a great call by ending it and getting off the air. Yeah, it just felt like we should take her off the air. 669 said, bruh,
That fool is a D-bag. As a man, I even know what he did was foul. On behalf of all men, I am so sorry. Dude, that was crazy. Well,
what a horrible way to find out, too. And, like, she was away with a family emergency. That's when he decided to do this?
And we will follow up, hopefully, on Thursday and, you know, see what she has learned. And I do imagine it will be
bad.
That he got her pregnant. Oh, and then where do you go from there? I mean, you leave, right? I mean, I hope, like...
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I bet there are some people out there that may try to make it work. Dang. And I bet you he's going to try to do everything he can to convince her to stay, but...
I think the only time you make it work is if you live in a little hillbilly town and there's not a lot of options. But you're in the Bay Area, girl. There's a lot of men out here.
Well, speaking of breakups and divorces... People reveal the moment they knew their marriage was over. There's some juicy ones here. How about this one? When I read text to another dude about how much fun she had sleeping with him.
Well, yeah.
And how quickly they could marry once she was, quote unquote, free.
Once she killed her husband.
He said, I got divorced 4 months later, and yeah. Those two lovebirds broke up when he wouldn't leave his wife.
Oh, wow. Well, served her right, I guess.
Another one says, when I would go down into the basement and pretend to do laundry and organize just to get time by myself. I knew that I no longer liked him.
If you're choosing to do laundry over spending time with your husband, yeah, the marriage is probably on the rocks.
Could you imagine this one? When I ended up in therapy with his mom instead of him.
Oh, good God. Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, there's no way I'd be doing that. I'm not going to go to therapy with the mother-in-law. I mean, if we have beef, we don't like each other. Oh, that's one thing, which is already going to be difficult. I'm not going to therapy with her.
Yeah, but imagine how interesting it would be to be with Vanessa's mom in a therapist's office. Like, what would y'all even be talking about?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm so lucky I have the best mother-in-law.
And the best wife.
And the best wife. Of course, yes. Another one says, I just come home from another 12-hour shift at work. The baby's diaper was dirty. The house was a mess. The sink was stacked with dishes. And my ex was goofing around playing video games like always.
When you just kill him. No. I mean, that's not even a divorce. That's when you choke him.
She said, I just had one of those light bulb moments. It went off. And I realized it was easier to do all of these things alone. So bye-bye.
You ever get so mad at your significant other that you just, like, you go blank? Like, you just black out for a minute? Mm-hmm. Like, you ever have a moment?
Oh, yeah.
I've had those moments before where it's just like you lose all control. Mm-hmm. There's a fine line between love and hate.
Yes, and I try to walk away and during those moments because nothing good's going to come out of my mouth or hers, and we're not going to, we just need to take a breath. And we've gotten better with that. You know, through the years, because it is easy. In the heat of the moment, you say things, and then you regret saying those things. So it's just like, let's take a breath, walk away. We'll come back when we're calm, and we can have a conversation.
Well, y'all are going on, 15 years of being together?
First date was February 2007.
So okay, there it is. Yeah.
We're getting there, 14.
Woo! Woo!
Coming up.
All right. And you're still making it work.
All right. Hey, listen, last hour, Jamie and Belmont, she got 9 out of 10 in the Big Money Minute. She was so close to the $1,000. Can you get all 10? Well, we're going to switch it up this hour. We're actually going to look for caller 9 to call us at 888-456-9970. Right now, we're looking for you. Caller number 9, if you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, you're going to win $1,000 on your Taco Tuesday. Good luck. We're going to play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's do it. And we're playing with Monica in Fairfield. Good morning, Monica. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just excited that I was caller 9.
Yeah. We are excited too, Monica. We want to give away $1,000. We got close last hour, so let's do it this hour.
10 out of 10 gets you $1,000. 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. The game starts now.
Ready, set, go.
Who did the U.S. gain independence from?
From Great Britain.
If Bill Clinton was the 42nd president, who was the 44th?
The 44th, is it Pat?
True or false? China is a continent.
False.
Where are the Lyft headquarters currently located?
San Francisco.
What is 88 divided by 11 plus 9?
17.
Spell indecisive.
I-N-D-E-S-C-I-V-I-S-E. Oh, I don't know. That was bad.
What country were boomerangs invented in?
Australia.
In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall?
Humpty Dumpty.
In PEMDAS, what does the P stand for?
Oh, Pepsi.
Ooh, only got through 9 of them. I gotta say, you did pretty well. Sounds like you're running a daycare back there.
We have 5 kids in the house.
I can tell, and they're all going crazy. What are they doing back there, girl?
They're all eating breakfast, and I'm not even in the same room as them. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're gonna go back in. Breakfast is gonna be everywhere, all over the kitchen. Hey, yeah. You did well though for having 5 kids in there. You still kick butt.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm pretty sure they're throwing Fruit Loops at each other while you're in the other room. But let's go through them so you can get back to figuring out what your kids are doing. The United States won their independence from Great Britain. You passed on the second one. Bill Clinton was 42. Barack Obama was 44. China is not a continent, so that is right. It is false. Lyft is in San Francisco. 88 divided by 11 plus 9, that is 17. Indecisive, I think you know you spelled that wrong. It's I-N-D-E-C-I-S-I-V-E. Boomerangs invented in Australia. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And yes, in PEMDAS, the P stands for parentheses. So you got 7 out of 9. That's a good job for what you were going through.
Thank you. That was hard. Well, I thought we were easy.
Well, you did well, Monica. Thank you for listening, and you and the kids have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
All right, see ya.
Wow, 5 kids. That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Benny,
I can't even keep up with the one here at the house.
I feel like, Benny, you'd be taking a lot of trips to the corner store.
I'm just going to go for a drive for 8 hours. I'll be back.
You definitely wouldn't be complaining about going to the office if you had 5 kids at home.
You'd be in here.
Yeah. You'd be in that studio right now.
Catching COVID and everything. I'm there.
Let's go.
And you're about to hear that secret sound. Thanks to our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. The $5,000 secret sound is back. Sound number one is up to $1,000 right now. And here is what it sounds like. Gregory, what is the first clue of the day?
Oh, you want a clue?
Yeah, baby.
Here's your clue. Kids love me and hate me.
All right. Kids love me and hate me. Caller 9, we're looking for you. Call us right now. 888-456-9970. You have a shot at winning the $1,000.
Let's go.
Secret sound. Which is worth $1,000. Irene in South City, the money could be yours. You just have to identify that secret sound. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I finally got through. It's so stressful to get.
It is stressful, but you know what?
Yes.
You are playing for $1,000 right now.
And here is what the sound sounds like one more time. And we'll even give you that clue one more time.
Kids love me and hate me.
All right, Irene, what do you think the secret sound is for $1,000?
It sounds like the spinning wheel on the life game when they spin it.
On what?
The life, you know, there's a wheel.
Oh, yeah. Spinning the wheel. Okay. Is that the secret sound for $1,000? Spinning the wheel in the life game.
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Irene. But cross that guess off your list and call us back at 920. We'll play once again, all right?
Okay, I gotta take my blood pressure pill.
Girl, you too. I got a couple over here too. I gotta take them too.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You legit do. You take your blood pressure. I see you at least once a day there in the Zoom camera taking your blood pressure.
I have like a little machine that I monitor my blood pressure with, and it's always high at this time of day.
I wonder why.
Yeah, because I'm always screaming at Art.
Well, exactly. It's two way street.
All right, so we throw another $100 in that Secret Sound jackpot, so $1,100 at 9:20.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best.
Wake up!
Good morning, and welcome to Taco Tuesday, September the 15th, halfway through the month of September, and 1 week away from the official start to fall. It's a changing. The season's a changing, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, you know, I know you. It's hard to tell because it's like Groundhog Day, but the season will be changing.
I will say this. It is a much nicer day in the city. I don't know. Look outside, Benny. Is it much? I mean, it's a much nicer. There's a little bit of haze, but not much. The sun is out. It is actually kind of nice for San Francisco today.
Yeah, it doesn't look or feel as smoky at this point here in San Rafael, where I'm broadcasting from. But, yeah, you can still see some smoke in the sky for sure. Hey, there's a lot of texts coming in. This is, I guess, a common thing, what Carissa is going through right now in the love trap. And we're assuming that, you know, TJ got this girl Lily pregnant. That's what it sounds like. Of course, we'll have a follow-up on Thursday. But like 510 texted in, oh, my God, poor girl. It's bad enough he had an affair while she has a family emergency. But then he doesn't use protection. This happened to me years ago. 707 said, poor Carissa. That happened to me, but I was married. So heartbreaking. And then Andrea texted in that this love trap really hit close to home. Back in college, I was dating a girl for 2 years, and we never spent time apart, like literally. She's like, it must have been a lesbian thing. But the one night I had a midterm.
Yes, that is a lesbian thing, by the way.
She said, one night I had a midterm, I could not go out, so my girlfriend decided to go out without me, ended up sleeping with this random guy, and she got pregnant.
Well, there's a shock. That's one you got to admit to there.
Yeah.
If you're in a lesbian relationship, I'm pregnant and it's yours. What?
Wow, that's crazy. So, yes, Thursday at 7:20, if Carissa is up to it, we will definitely follow up with her and see if she, you know, got some concrete answers from TJ. We do know he at least had an affair. Does sound like, by the note, that he may have got this girl, Lily, pregnant. A couple of things here. One is, I want to remind you, at 11 a.m. this morning, Greg and I will be doing our Facebook Live, and we can continue to unpack this love trap a bit, because there are a lot of questions and a lot of texts coming in. So 11 o'clock, if you are free, just log on to Facebook. Make sure you have liked the 99.7 Now page, and then join Greg and I as we just hang out with you for a few minutes. And also in 16 minutes, we're playing The Secret Sound once again, $1,100 in the jackpot, and you will get another clue to help you guess that sound at 9:20. Make sure you are here on Big Bay Mornings. Ariana at 99.7 Now. It's Big Bay Mornings on your radio. So this morning at 10 o'clock, so less than an hour from now, Apple is having an event where they're expected to release some new products. Gregory, they are rumored to announce the 6th generation Apple Watch, which is great. I just bought mine like two months ago.
It always happens. But you know they're always releasing new stuff in September, so you got to be careful buying any Apple products in the summer.
So the 6th generation Apple Watch, along with a new iPad and possibly the latest iPhone, which would be iPhone 12.
Well, I mean, this should be really spectacular stuff because everybody's been in lockdown for 6 months. So they should have really been working hard and coming up with some really innovative things.
Some of the rumors are, though, you know, they usually announce it and then release it a week or so later. But the iPhone, if they do announce it, people are saying that it wouldn't be till October that it would be available to purchase. But iPhone 12, I think I'm on the XR. I got the XR.
That's what I have, too.
It's still fine, yeah. It's just working good.
Yes.
Most good.
I'm not one of the people that has to have the brand new iPhone every time. I wait until mine is about to die, which is usually 3 generations later. That's usually when they, you know, peter out.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you update it every time you get the notification, like, latest software is available, update it? You do that?
Yeah.
I do as well. I know people who refuse to do that because they think... you would refuse to update it?
Yeah, when you know that your phone is a little bit older, like, it starts to lag, or it used to. Mm. It would start to run really slow when you would update.
That's so how they get you. But that's like five generations. You can't be updating with the newest software.
When you have the iPhone 4.
Yeah, if you still got the iPhone 4 art, which you probably do.
I have the 11.
I've seen your paycheck. Oh, great, yes. The 4.
I have the 11, and yeah, they got sued for doing that, because they would do that generation to generation.
They did a whole documentary about it.
Yeah, I collected my $14 or whatever. I got something out of it, I think, years ago. They gave me some check.
Art says he has the iPhone 11, but what he did is he took the 5 and the 6 and then duct taped them together.
That's what I'm going to do with the 12. Get the 6 and the 6, baby.
Hey, we're taking a quick pause. We're coming back because at 9:20, of course, we got to play the secret sound. We have $1,100 in that jackpot. The money could be yours next. Hang on.
Let's go.
And thank you to our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union for making Secret Sound happen. We've got $1,100 in that jackpot. If you can tell us what this sound is, there it is.
It always happens when you compliment him, Benny. You should have complimented him earlier today.
I did. I complimented Sal the Rat, who runs the board and hits all the buttons. There's quite a few of them. And off the air, I said, Sal, you're doing a great job today. You're real crisp. And then Greg says, have you not learned your lesson, Benny? Do not compliment him, because then the opposite always happens the rest of the show. And sure enough.
Three times.
It's been downhill since then.
It really has.
I guess just yell at him? Is that how?
Yes.
He'll be,
people respond better to being screamed at.
There's a professional way to handle these things. Can we hear that sound one more time, though?
Yeah, what's that sound?
There we go.
All right, caller 9, hit us up, 888-456-9970. We'll give you a clue as soon as you call us, and hopefully you can tell us the secret sound for $1,100. Good luck.
Let's go.
And we're playing with Karen in
Livermore.
Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. How is it out in cowboy country?
Smoky. Still.
Ain't that the truth. All right, Karen. Well, welcome to Secret Sound. You are caller number 9. So you made it halfway through. Now we're going to play you the sound one more time. Here it is. And this hour clue is...
Sometimes I don't add up.
Sometimes I don't add up. All right, Karen, for $1,100, what do you believe the secret sound is?
Is it one of those wind-up toys that hops across... That hops, like, winding up a toy and hopping across the table?
That is exactly what Greg and I guessed yesterday. We were both wrong. Like, yeah, it sounds just like one of those things. And unfortunately...
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Benny and I thought it were the teeth. You know, the teeth you wind up, but I know the other ones.
Oh, yeah, the teeth. I could hear that, too. Yeah, the last clue,
I've been
totally thinking that.
Yeah, well, not a bad guess. Great minds think alike, but we were wrong. Have a great day, Karen. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Have a good day, too.
Bye-bye. So at 12:20, we will play once again. We take another Benjamin, throw it in the pot. We've got $1,200 up for grabs. Could be yours at 12:20. Make sure you also have signed up to be a Secret Sound Insider. You can do that at 997now.com. Just takes a few seconds, and you will get additional clues from being an insider that you won't get on the radio. So make that happen. 12:20. We're playing again on 997 Now.
This is Big Bay Morning. Get up.
All morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Taco Tuesday. It is Big Bay Mornings on your radio, and this is the part of the show where we go through some of the texts that have come in throughout the morning. And we'll start with 925 asking, Benny and Greg, are you guys doing a Facebook Live today at 11 o'clock? Are we?
We are. We absolutely are. So just go to the 997 Now Facebook and make sure you like it, and then we will pop up.
At 11 o'clock, we will go live and hang out for about 30 minutes and talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you got comments, you got questions, you want to recap this crazy love trap this morning. We can do that. Speaking of the love trap, Liz texted in, juicy love trap. My heart broke for Carissa, and I think Benny made a great call by ending it early on the air. Can't wait to know what is happening on Thursday's follow-up with Carissa.
And a lot of people ask about that, Benny. Yes, we follow up on every love trap. It's at 7:20 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. 7:20, Tuesdays and Thursdays, always following up on the love trap.
And we told you in the dirty that Marshmallow Peeps will not be available this holiday season due to the pandemic. They had to shut down production. So that means Halloween, that means Christmas, and Valentine's Day. But then we were like, does anybody actually even eat Peeps? And Greg's like, no, people just put them in the microwave and watch them explode.
They do.
Well, 209 texted and said, me, hand-raised emoji, I eat Peeps, love them. Well, all right, do you, boo.
There'll still be some around. I mean, from like, listen, I still have some downstairs from when I made Levi and Sadie's Easter baskets from 3 years ago. So, and I'm sure they're still the same. They're still, like a McDonald's hamburger, they're still the same.
I was going to say, they have a shelf life of 12 years, I'm sure. So you're just fine. No preservatives in there. We were talking about Zoom meeting fails, and 4 and 5 texted and said, a Zoom fail for me was I witnessed when I was chatting with all of my friends during the beginning of the pandemic. One of my friends thought he turned his camera off and his mic. He left the room. He came back with a ton of food and literally started stuffing his face with food and snacks, smacking his lips. Food was falling out of his mouth. He left his camera on and his mic on, and none of us said anything. We were just texting amongst each other, making fun of him. Some friends, huh?
There is a thing, and I need to order it, actually. My friend sent it to me, the link, anyway, on Amazon. There's a little thing you can buy as a camera cover. If you don't trust having it off, you can turn it on, and you can flip it up and flip it down. So it's a good investment and not very expensive.
And people revealed the moment they knew their marriages were over. We were reading some earlier, and we got a couple more texts on this. Nina said, I knew my marriage was over when he butt-dialed me while he was on a date with another woman.
Oh. Yeah?
Fail.
Pretty much.
That is a fail. And then you just sit there and listen, right? I mean, of course, you're not going to hang up. Like, I got to hear what the heck is going on. 510 said, I knew my marriage was over when I was trying to convince her to go on a trip without me. I don't know, though. I think that's actually healthy at times. I mean, I want my wife to go on a trip without me. Give me a little alone time. Give her a little alone time. You know, recharge.
Okay, Vanessa and I might go on a trip then this fall.
Do it. Girls trip.
Absolutely.
This fall? This fall. Nah, I don't know about you. Not yet.
Don't worry about what we do. You stay home and leave us alone. Just give us a credit card.
Stay home. I've been home since March.
We know.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Make it a good one. Love one another. Be safe. We'll see you on our Facebook Live at 11 a.m. this morning. Bye-bye.
Peace.